Well, good morning. It is 6:19 a.m. on Friday. Friday. March 17th, 2023. It is 39 degrees, which is almost 4 degrees Celsius. Just pushing the edge of 4 degrees Celsius. 62% humidity. My God, where am I? All right. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. And spring is, it's, you know, 39 degrees, you don't think spring. But don't tell the trees around here that. Not all of them are budding, but a bunch of them are. And definitely seeing more non-corvid crow or birds around town too. Spring is coming. In fact, the polyamorous group that I'm connected with. Of course, we have a strong social media presence. They have a Facebook group. Everybody's talking about, okay, so where do we want to hike? I'm like, yes, where do we want to hike? And there's just this, you know, they put up a poll, and it's like, I haven't heard of any of these places. I don't know any of these places. And the first, you know, 6 months of being in Portland has been getting to know the city and getting comfortable with the routes in and out and the things inside and streets and yada yada. But spring and summer, baby, we are hitting the trails. There is going to be some hiking. And to that end, I've got new kicks. What was it? Must have been Monday when it was raining. I said, I need to get me some waterproof trail runners. It is done, y'all. I've got me some Morel waterproof trail runners. And I didn't realize how badly I needed new shoes. I was looking at my old sneaks and it's like, you guys are beat to crap. It is time for new shoes. And these are it. They got good soles, good solid strong soles, good tread. They fit well. Ordering stuff online, ordering clothes online, that was a big step for me. That was, man, how can I buy shoes or pants online if I don't try them on first? And honestly, you know, say what you will, but Amazon has built a mechanism that makes that doable. It's so damn easy to return stuff on Amazon that the peril of getting a pair of shoes that doesn't fit or pants that don't fit, it's not as easy as putting them back on the shelf at your local Walmart or whatever. But I mean, it's dead simple. You don't have to even repackage them. You just take the stuff to either an Amazon outlet or a participating store, and there's a lot of them, and you just hand them the thing. And you set it up on Amazon ahead of time, and they give you a QR code, and you show it to the guy, and says, okay, good, you're done, boom. And you walk away. So, I'm fully a denizen of the modern age now. I am buying shoes online. Yes. But man, it's nothing like a new pair of shoes. Put a spring in your step. Plus, if I am going to do actual hiking in these things, I need to break them in. Make sure there aren't any rough spots to create blisters and what have you. So, as I was sitting there marinating, walking to the bench, there's a white panel van idling on the side, on the street there, on 11th Street. Just maybe a half block from the seat bench there. And I thought, okay, all right. This is where Dave gets kidnapped. This is, that panel van's gonna roll up. And guys in black hoods are gonna reach in, grab me, hold me for ransom. Pals. Do you guys do that when you're walking down the street and you see something that triggers a... triggers some vibe or what's the word? A narrative of some kind? I mean, the white panel van. Contemporary television and movies have, you know, either white or black, you know, but the panel van rolls up and kidnaps the president or the protagonist or whatever and drags him off to some warehouse where some evil overlord is trying to get information or whatever. I mean, that's... And then when you see that thing, does your brain spool out? See, I'm thinking, if James is listening, it's like James goes, yeah, that happens to me all the damn time. That's why he's written 4 books in the Necropolis series. But I mean, when I think about that, think about how the stories that we consume, stories that we love, that we've seen over and over and over again in a variety of forms. You know, they create this iconography in our minds. So when you see one of the tropes of that narrative, that story spools up in your brain and suddenly you're thinking about that stuff. It happens to me all the time. can I make it? I can make it. I can make it. I made it. It's a good thing jaywalking isn't illegal in this city, or if it is, that it's not enforced. I would be a fugitive from justice. Of course, so would just about everyone else in the city. Pedestrians are gods here. I've mentioned that before. But it's true. And I can see it when I'm driving. Oh, speaking of driving, yesterday was a great day. I got a new parking spot. So I pay for off-street parking with the apartment building that I'm with, and you get an assigned parking space, which, after doing street parking in Chicago, off-street parking, secure off-street parking is like, oh my God, that's one less thing to worry about. Because in Chicago, trying to find a parking space near your apartment, man, every time I did, I felt like I hit the lottery. I felt like I had done something right and was being rewarded by the gods. The parking gods were pleased with me. It wasn't that. Actually, I had it down to a science. I had noticed when parking spots were available on my street and would actually time visits to like James or whatever, or trips when I'd actually use the car, try and time it so I'd come back in that window of optimal parking space achievement. But so I had one assigned to me as soon as I moved in to this place, but it was right next to this concrete divider. That's, you know, planted with trees and shrubs, and it's pretty and everything, but it's a concrete divider on the left side, on the driver's side. So every time I'd open the frickin' door, tonk. And every time I'd back out, not every time, but maybe twice. But twice I scrape my bumper on the damn concrete, because it's not a huge parking lot. So you gotta crank it hard to when you get out so you don't hit the guy on the other side and yada yada, it's a whole thing. But parking in that parking spot was always a two-pass affair. And getting out was a two-pass affair. But I got a new parking spot yesterday. Apparently they're doing some kind of update to the lights in the parking lot. And I got an email from the building manager saying, we need you to move your car tomorrow between 10 and 2. And I'm down to help. I'm always ready to support my local apartment building. But it's like, so I went down to the office. I said, where do I park? And she said, well, we'll just get you another spot. And she pulled out the parking, a temporary spot. She pulled out a parking map, and I noticed there's a lot of gaps on there. And so she said, you can park over here. And it's like, are those open spots? Yes. Could I move my spot? And she said, yeah, sure, no problem. So I've got a new spot. It's closer to the gate, so if the trash truck is there, I'm not blocked in. And it's in the middle, so I'm between cars. There's no concrete. And it's like, yes! I feel like I've got an upgrade. So, life is good. And, God, all kinds of great stuff. Yesterday really was a really good day. And I took my second COVID test. Came back negative. So, I think I'm pretty much in the clear as far as that goes. Yay! So, all in all, a lovely day. And I'm back at Jameson Square on a Friday. Yay! The day where you still have to do what you do, but the weekend is right there. You could smell it. It's, oh yeah, there's a weekend on the wind. I smell a weekend. The weekend hunters sharpen their weekend spears and bows and head for, I don't know what, the bar? I don't know. That metaphor died real quick. But I hope you have a lovely Friday. I hope the iconography of your personal narratives springs up in your face and inspires you to imagine wonderful stories. But however it goes down, embrace the wisdom of the wise and sagacious, sage-like Zigzag Claiborne, who tells us, despite everything, create. If nothing else, create stories. Imagine you're going to be kidnapped by some people in a white panel van. That's gonna change my day. Not dramatically, not like it's, you know, a life-changing paradigm shift, but the stories in my head are gonna change my day. The stories in your head are gonna affect your day. So find good stories, create them. And I will tell you to love fearlessly, because that opens all kinds of doors. That opens doors of friendship, that opens doors of romance, if that's what you're looking for. It creates possibilities. And possibilities are a wonderful thing. I promise you, I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.